This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Welcome back to Allah Loves. So in this episode, it's very simple. Allah loves love, but a very particular love, love for His sake. And this is something that is so special about our religion. And Allah talks about the wonder of it, just looking at the earliest generation of Muslims. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. Allah says, hold on to the rope of Allah and do not be divided. And remember when you were just a bunch of warring tribes, but Allah connected your hearts. So it wasn't some sort of superficial connection or one that was forced by the Prophet, peace be upon him, to bring people together. Your hearts became connected to each other, which is a requirement for the other types of unity to actually be able to hold. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. So you became brothers. And you would have otherwise wanted to kill each other, but Allah saved you from yourselves. What's so special about this is that Islam has the ability to unify people across race, across class, across social gatherings, across your likings and hobbies. It brought these people together that would have been very unlikely to have any type of friendship outside of something as powerful as Islam. But they loved each other for Allah. So what does it mean to love each other for Allah? And how does this warrant the love of Allah? And is there a proportion that gives you a greater portion of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Prophet, peace be upon him, mentioned to us those that are shaded by the throne of Allah. The one that I just mentioned, one of the categories is a person who's tied to the masjid. And we talked about the mosque, we talked about the masajid. And the scholar said, because in the masjid, what's likely to happen? And that's why the very next category is what that likeliness is. Two people who love each other for Allah and for absolutely nothing else. Allah binds them, they come together on Allah's love, they part from one another on Allah's love. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said in a beautiful narration, Sahih Muslim, that there was a man that was walking to visit his brother in another town, and an angel came to him in human form and told him, why are you going to visit so-and-so? And he said, Wallahi, I'm only going to visit him, or the only thing that brought me out to visit him is because I love him for the sake of Allah. And he said, then know that I am a messenger of Allah that's been sent to you to tell you that Allah loves you because you love him. Allah loves you because of your love for him. When you love for Allah's sake, then you know that Allah loves you. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that Allah has said that on the Day of Judgment, that those who love each other for my sake are under my shade and under my glory. And so in this world as well, that love that you have for Allah's sake is really an unbreakable bond. It's also a form of cover and shade and glory in this world as well that brings people together in a really transformative way, and then hopefully extends to be communities of love where people love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet, peace be upon him, also said that if you love someone for Allah, then you should tell that person that you love them for Allah. And this gets really awkward sometimes, because I love you is something that we might say to our spouses and children, but how many times do you actually tell a brother or a sister, of course, brothers telling brothers, sisters telling sisters, I love you for Allah, right? How often do you express that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And yes, you can tell your wife too, you can tell your husband too, you can say I love you for Allah, it's fine. But expressing that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a part of it. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that when two people love each other for Allah, when it's mutual, that the one who's stronger in their love for Allah will be the one who is more loved by Allah. So it's not just two people that love each other for Allah. How much you love the other person for Allah is also proportionate to how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you for that love. The Prophet, peace be upon him, finally told us in a beautiful hadith, the hadith in which the Prophet, peace be upon him, mentioned that Allah loves someone, and when Allah loves someone, he calls Jibreel alayhi salam, his beloved one, and says, Ya Jibreel, inni uhibbu fulan fa'ahibba. O Jibreel, O Gabriel, I love this person, so you should love this person too. So Jibreel loves that person. Then Jibreel calls out to the angels and says, Allah loves this person, so you should love that person too. So all of the angels love that person too. And then as the inhabitants of the heavens love that person because Allah loves that person, then يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, acceptance and love is placed in the hearts of people on this earth. Now that particular love, however, is not when people love something of you that's not true. It's when they love something of you that is true about you, and Allah causes them to love about you what made you beloved to Him in the first place. So it's the type of people that Allah directs towards you. So the type of people that love you, and if what they love you for is in fact true of you. So we ask Allah to make us amongst those who love and are loved for His sake, and who are all brought together by loving Him and being loved by Him, and that are shaded by His glory on the Day of Judgment because of His love for us and our love for Him. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khayran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.